Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are opening up the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. I'm your host.
And I am your co-host. And I have to say, this topic is just so critical for anyone listening right now.
It really is. Picking a marketing agency is, well, it's a massive decision for your firm. I mean, it used to be so simple, right? You just buy a billboard on a highway, put your face on it, maybe a catchy slogan, and just wait for the phone to ring.
Right. A very traditional linear transaction. You pay for the space, you get the eyeballs, and hopefully someone retains you.
Exactly. But, you know, you step into the modern digital landscape today, and that clean transaction is just completely gone.
Oh, totally gone. It's a highly technical ecosystem now.
Yeah. And frankly, if you are a lawyer trying to actually run a practice, it can be incredibly overwhelming if you don't know what underlying infrastructure you're actually paying for.
Which is why this is such a huge operational decision. Because if you pick the wrong agency, you aren't just losing your ad budget, you're actually losing market share to competitors.
Competitors who are quietly building, you know, better digital mousetraps while you're just sitting there trying to figure out why your website won't convert.
Exactly.
So our mission today is very specific. We're basing this entire conversation on a really detailed comparison article published directly on the Forward Push Law Firm Marketing website.
It's a great breakdown.
It is. We're going to look at the specific mechanical differences between two major heavyweights in this space, Juris Digital and Forward Push. We want to show you exactly how each agency operates under the hood.
Because, you know, a solo practitioner just getting off the ground has vastly different needs than, say, a multi-state firm trying to take over a huge metro area.
Precisely. So to figure out which system aligns with your firm's growth stage, we first have to look at how they structure their businesses. Let's start with Juris Digital.
Okay, let's do it.
They are highly credible. I mean, they are not new to this at all. Right. They've been doing this exclusively for law firms since around 2011.
Wow, so they have a lot of history.
Yeah, and a massive part of their DNA really comes from their founder, Casey Mraz. This is a guy who started building websites when he was just 15 years old.
Oh, wow.
Right. But more importantly, he later ran SEOSO, search engine optimization, for massive enterprise-level products over at Intuit. Things like TurboTax and QuickBooks.
I mean, that is fascinating because managing SEO for something like TurboTax is just a totally different beast than trying to rank a local personal injury firm.
But absolutely.
With TurboTax, you're dealing with, what, millions of pages? Massive technical debt.
You are. And bringing that kind of strict enterprise-level technical discipline to local legal marketing is just a huge advantage. When you know how to build architecture for a giant tech company, organizing a law firm's website so Google can crawl it easily, it just becomes second nature.
Makes total sense.
And the track record shows they have a 4.9 out of 5 average on Google reviews, and they were actually just named to Fast Company's Best Workplaces for Innovators in 2025. Plus, clients completely own their WordPress sites.
But wait, how do they handle the scale? Because you can't just copy and paste an enterprise strategy onto a small local firm that has, you know, a fraction of that budget.
That is a great question. And it brings us to a major structural shift they made recently. In early 2026, Juris Digital acquired an agency called Juris Page from Uptime Legal.
Oh, okay. So that changed their model.
Yeah, it allowed them to create a very clear two-tier structure. They basically have two different brands functioning under one roof now.
Yeah.
The Juris Page brand handles the Launchpad tier.
Which is for the smaller firms.
Exactly. It's engineered specifically for early stage firms that need a strong, compliant foundation, but just can't stomach heavy upfront capital investments.
So they basically compartmentalize the entry-level firms, build the basics without over-engineering the whole thing.
Right. And then on the other side of the building, the core Juris Digital brand handles the Ascend tier.
Yeah.
Those are the intensive, highly customized campaigns for established firms with big budgets.
It's very transparent. You know exactly which bucket you belong in.
Yes. Now, Forward Push takes a completely different structural approach here. Fundamentally different. They do not use a tiered brand system based on your budget.
They don't.
No, actually, they require firms to have at least $500,000 in annual revenue just to walk in the door.
Oh, wow. So no entry-level package at all?
None. Instead, they run a single integrated system for every single client. They call it Case Gravity.
But if they only have one system, how does it adapt? Like a firm in a small town versus a firm in Los Angeles are going to need totally different things.
And that's the beauty of the mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Case Gravity scales based on the market size and the competitive density of your practice area.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about giving you a different package. It's about adjusting the throttle.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So if you're in a mid-sized market, the system might focus on foundational local SEO. But if you're in a hyper-competitive market, Case Gravity just seamlessly shifts internal gears to ramp up heavy paid media and localized content.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like putting a larger engine into the exact same high-performance car, depending on how fast you actually need to go.
That is a perfect analogy. But, you know, building a high-performance engine doesn't mean anything if the actual product you're delivering is flawed. And the product that draws a client to your website is the content, the actual words on the page.
Which is usually where things fall apart. Because for lawyers, accuracy isn't just about looking smart. It is a strict compliance issue.
Exactly.
If you publish generic fluff or legally inaccurate info, you can ruin your credibility in a second.
You can. And this is where Juris Digital really flexes its muscles. A lot of agencies, they just outsource their writing to generalist freelancers. Or increasingly, they just pump out copy using AI.
Right, which might pass a plagiarism check, but it's legally thin.
Exactly. It lacks real authority.
Yeah.
Juris Digital handles this by employing a 30-attorney content writing team.
Wait, 30 licensed lawyers actually writing the marketing copy?
Yes. It's a massive operational commitment. Every practice area page is written by someone who actually understands the case law. And mechanically, this matters because of Google's EET framework.
Experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness.
You got it. Using standard AI-generated legal copy is basically like going to a general practitioner doctor for a highly complex, rare disease. They know the basic anatomy, but they miss the vital nuances.
And Juris Digital's licensed lawyers are like specialized surgeons.
Exactly.
Which is so important for nuanced areas like mass torts or sophisticated estate planning. A generalist is going to get the terminology wrong, which could border on malpractice advice online.
Right. But it's not just the statutes, it's the psychology. Juris Digital is actually StoryBrand certified.
Oh, I love the StoryBrand framework. For listeners who don't know it, it fundamentally changes how you talk about your firm.
It flips the script upside down. Yep. Your standard template is, you know, huge letter saying, "We fight for you," next to an aggressive looking lawyer with crossed arms.
Which positions the lawyer as the hero.
Right. But StoryBrand says the client is the hero. They are on a journey facing a massive obstacle, and the law firm is just the guide. The Yoda to their Luke Skywalker.
It's so much more empathetic. It meets the client in their crisis instead of making it all about the firm's awards.
It really does. The article highlights a case study on this with a firm called Ferrante and Koenig. Instead of shouting about millions recovered, the site actively guides the visitor from recognizing their problem to feeling understood.
Okay, so the prospect reads this great empathetic content. They're on the site. But how do these agencies actually convert that traffic into a retained client?
This is where the tech gap and the underlying philosophies become very apparent. Juris Digital optimizes for AEO, which is answer engine optimization, and GEO, generative engine optimization.
We should definitely define those. That's a big shift from traditional SEO.
Absolutely. Traditional SEO gets you a blue link on Google. AEO and GEO are about optimizing. So when someone asks ChatGPT a legal question, the AI actually pulls your firm's data for its answer.
That is so smart.
Casey Mraz actually saw ChatGPT's advertising launch in February 2026 and knew it was a major shift. AI is becoming the search engine, so they developed the JD Assistant, an AI chat tool for the firm's website.
But is it just a standard bot?
No, it uses retrieval augmented generation, so it's trained exclusively on that specific law firm's proprietary content.
Which prevents hallucinations. Because if an out-of-the-box AI invents a legal precedent that doesn't exist, that's a disaster. Restricting its brain to the firm's own data is brilliant.
It is safe, compliant engagement. But here's the pivotal moment of comparison. What is the fundamental limitation of a chat widget?
Well, what if the prospect is in full-blown panic mode? Like, they just got a DUI or a family member was in a severe accident and they call the firm at 9 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Exactly.
If they reach a generic voicemail, that sophisticated chat widget doesn't help them at all. That is a gaping hole in intake.
And that exact operational gap is where Forward Push differentiates itself. Their philosophy is that letting a lead hit voicemail at night is literally burning money.
So how do they fix it?
They use a system called First Chair AI. It doesn't just sit on the website. It actually intercepts and answers every single inbound phone call 24/7.
Wait, it actually talks to them?
Yes. It talks with a human-like voice, captures the critical lead info, and routes it directly to your CRM for immediate triage the next morning.
That is a completely different capability. One is optimizing text chat, And the other is a fully operational receptionist that never sleeps.
Exactly. Jura's digital engineers for reading and chatting. Forward push engineers, so if they call, they feel heard immediately.
But what if they leave the site without calling or chatting? The decision window can be really long, especially for B2B litigation. How do they stay top of mind?
Here we see two fundamentally opposed philosophies. Jura's Digital uses retargeting as a component of PPC pay-per-click, display ads that follow the user around.
But Forward Push treats that mindshare differently.
Yeah, Forward Push has a dedicated mechanism in Case Gravity called Engage First. It's an integrated layer to keep the brand visible across that entire long-term decision window. But, you know, the real philosophical disagreement is around traditional broadcast advertising.
The broadcast debate. Jura's Digital has a very hard boundary here.
I do.
Their VP of innovation, Matt Green, has explicitly called television ads and billboards interruptive. His view is that it's inefficient to interrupt a TV show when you could just appear when they Google a legal question.
And purely from a search first data perspective, that is highly logical. Why pay to show an ad to 1,000 people who don't need a lawyer, just reach one who does? But I have to respectfully push back on that being the truth for every firm.
Because search intent only captures existing demand. It only catches people who already know they need a lawyer.
Exactly. It's demand capture versus demand generation. What about building the brand so strongly they just type your firm's name into Google directly?
Right. They don't search personal injury lawyer near me.
Exactly. For firms ready to truly dominate, broadcast lowers the cost of digital search. The article cites Dave Buckley, a personal injury attorney in New Hampshire. He used Forward Push to scale all the way up to running a Super Bowl commercial.
Wow. A Super Bowl commercial is a totally different level of brand awareness. You are generating trust before the accident even happens.
You are. And if your goal is to be on city buses and local news, Jura's Digital just isn't built to be the mechanical partner for that. Their boundary is strict. Digital and search. Forward Push is engineered for traditional broadcast scale.
What about video content, though? That's kind of the middle ground between a Google search and a TV ad. How do they handle the sheer volume of video required today?
Very different approaches again. Jura's Digital offers brilliant design and content, but they don't have an ongoing video engine. Filling it with fresh video every week falls on you.
Which is tough because attorneys don't have time for that.
Right. But Forward Push solves this with tech they call Counsel Twin AI.
This sounds like science fiction. How does it actually work?
It really does. So the bottleneck is billable time, right? You don't have 4 hours a week to sit in a studio and record TikToks. With Counsel Twin AI, the attorney only records once.
Just once.
Just once. It takes a high-fidelity baseline of your voice and physical likeness. It builds a model. And from that single capture, it continuously generates new video and audio content from text prompts. You never have to step back in a studio.
That is a massive advantage. You get the humanizing touch of video without losing dozens of hours to filming and editing.
Exactly. It completely removes the friction. So we've covered structure, content, intake, and ads. Let's talk about the fine print.
Yes, because you need to know who else in your city they are working with. The competition policy is always a huge point of friction.
Right, because there's only so much room at the top of page one. Jura's Digital operates on a limited competition policy. Mechanically, they will agree to work with up to 3 competing firms in your practice area, in your specific city.
Wow, so if you're a PI firm in Dallas, they could be managing 2 other PI firms in Dallas at the same time.
Yes. Now, they are highly ethical and manage this professionally, but for some attorneys, that shared focus is just a deal breaker. Forward Push goes the completely opposite route. They offer absolute market exclusivity.
Oh, that's a big difference.
Yeah, 1 firm per practice area, per market. Their entire infrastructure focuses purely on beating your competitors, not managing them simultaneously.
That exclusivity is great. But we should also look at operational track records. If you check Clutch reviews for Jura's Digital, they are predominantly excellent. But multiple clients noted inconsistencies in project management due to employee turnover.
Yeah, and to be fair, they openly acknowledge this as a reality of their rapid growth. Turnover is a structural issue across the whole agency industry. But it is a critical question you have to ask them. Who exactly is managing my account and what is the protocol if they leave?
Definitely. It's just necessary due diligence. You're handing over a lot of revenue. Speaking of which, what do the pricing mechanics look like?
Let's run the exact numbers. Jura's Digital has those 2 tiers. Launchpad is between $2,000 and $4,000 a month, and that requires a 24-month agreement to spread out the heavy setup costs.
So that's for the early stage firms. What about Ascend?
Ascend starts around $5,000 a month and can scale up to $50,000 plus, depending on ad spend. Those agreements run 12 to 24 months. Hourly consulting is $250 an hour, though PPC management doesn't require a long-term contract.
And Forpush.
Remember, they require that $500,000 minimum revenue. Their Case Gravity system starts at approximately $4,500 per month. Annual agreements, and you fully own all your digital assets from day one. Plus, that market exclusivity option.
Okay, so if we synthesize all of this, Juris Digital is highly structured. If you are established and your top priority is deep attorney-written content for Google's EEAT standards,
right,
and you want that empathetic story brand design with the strict search-first philosophy, they are an incredibly strong contender, over a decade of exclusive experience.
I completely agree. They're heavyweights in searching content. But if you need a fully integrated system, if you are tired of losing high value leads to voicemail at night, and you need that first chair AI intake.
Yeah.
If you want ongoing video through Council Twin AI without living in a studio and you want to scale into traditional broadcast media eventually,
right,
then Forward Push is engineered for that comprehensive scale.
It really just comes down to identifying the specific bottleneck holding your firm back right now.
It does. And as we wrap up, I want to leave everyone with a provocative thought that goes beyond just choosing an agency today.
Okay, what is it?
Well, as AI continues to evolve, it isn't just going to write content or answer phones. We are rapidly approaching a future where consumers have their own personal AI agents. So 5 years from now, will legal marketing even rely on websites and Google searches? Or will your firm's AI just negotiate directly with a potential client's personal AI to secure the retainer?
Oh, wow. That is a wild thing to think about.
Right. The infrastructure you build today is going to determine if you are ready for that conversation tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us as we unpacked all of this.
This has been a deep dive on the legal marketing playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. We will catch you on the next one. Keep pushing forward.